Today's Shiur is Masechet Zvachim, Daf Tezayin. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Tezvav on the base, three lines from the bottom. We had learned in the Mishnah that if a Zara, if Yisrael does the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash, it's disqualified. So Gemara had yesterday, in our previous Shiur, given us one source for that halacha. Our Shiur begins today with another source. The Beir Shmuel Tana, the Beir Shmuel taught that how do we know this halacha? Ashim a kavachaymer balmum. We learn it with a kavachaymer from the halacha of a balmum. Oma balmum. If we speak about a balmum, that the halacha is a balmum, is allowed to eat kodesh hakodeshim. Still the halacha is, if he does avoid as a balmum, the halacha is chilul avodasoi. The Ba'am L'Shachal Im'ovad Chilel, if he does Avoida, the Loch is that the Avoida is disqualified. Zor, Shein Oichel, a Zor who may not eat Kachim, certainly may, the Loch is, and it then, certainly if he does Avoida Chilel, he disqualifies the Avoida. Says the Gemara, that Limut is really not that strong, because Ma'am Ba'mum, Shekein Osoba Kairin, Karav Kamakrav. When we speak about Balmum, the halacha is that the Kohen who does the Avoida, a Balmum, is possible, and the animal, if it's a Balmum, is disqualified for being brought as a carbon. So we see that the Balmum, Mum, is a much stronger type of psul. Even though, says the Karen Ira, not every mum of a person and mum of an animal are equivalent. The point of the Gemara is that there is a concept of a balmum by a person and by person and the animal that's being brought as a carbon. Whereas there is no concept, obviously, of zaris, of Yisrael, when we speak about the animal. So the Gemara, fair question, but tamei yachiyach. When we speak about Tamei, a Kohen who's Tamei may not do the Avoida, but a Tamei, there is no concept of an animal that's Tamei. Because the halacha is that only a human being can mekabel tuma while he's alive. A behema cannot be mekabel tuma where it's while the animal is still alive. And therefore, Tamei is only passable by a person, not by an animal. Says the Gemara, but Tama has a very unique principle. Ma'al Tama, she came Matama. But Tama has a very strong chumra that it could be Matama others, whereas that doesn't apply by other types of disqualification. To which the Gemara says, Balmum Yechiyach. A Balmum, he himself is possible, but he doesn't make something else possible, only the Balmum himself. It can't spread. So now the Gemara is establishing a Tzara Shava. The Tzara Shava is Lo Rizeh Kirizeh V'lo Rizeh Kirizeh. Neither the Chumra of Balmum is not like the Chumra of Tomei, and the Chumra of Tomei is not the Chumra of a Balmum. But what is the Tzara Shava Shabhan? What is the common denominator? Shumus Horin, that they're not allowed to do Avoida, both somebody who's Tomei and somebody's a Balmum. Vim Avdu Chilu, and both by them, if they do the Avoida, they disqualify the Avoida. Therefore, says the Gemara, Afan the Avizar, so too shall be the halacha regarding a Zar, that the halacha is Shum Hazar, they may not do the Avoida, and the halacha will be Shem Avat Chilel, that if he does do the Avoida, he disqualifies the Avoida. Ask the Gemara, Manolan the Hazar. So we began with an assumption that Yisrael may not do the Avoida. So ask the Gemara, from where do we know that halacha? Says my you're going to say from the pasuk that we learned in the previous year that the pasuk says we know Zru B'nai Yisrael, that the pasuk is teaching us that a Yisrael, a Zar, may not do the Avoida. Ask the Gemara, if we're going to rely on that pasuk, as we learned in our previous year, Chil B'gufik Sibay, the pasuk already there tells us that if we're going to rely on that pasuk says that the Yisrael who does the Avoida disqualifies it. Ella, says Rabbi Shmuel, learns the halacha that a Zar disqualifies the carbon From the pasuk says, "V'zar la yikrav aleichem." From the pasuk of "V'zar la yikrav aleichem," that pasuk tells us that Yisrael does the avoda, is not allowed to do the avoda, but it's not the it's not telling us that when he does the avoda, he disqualifies the avoda. And the Sefer Dvar Avram explains. So we have here a very fundamental machlokes. What pasuk teaches us that Yisrael is not allowed to do the avoda? Is it the pasuk of that we learned yesterday in the previous shiur? Yinozim mekachim bnei Yisrael v'leichalalu, or is it this pasuk that the Gemara just says v'zor lo yikra v'leichem? So the Dvar Avram explains what is the basis of this machlokes, or is it pshat that a zor is not allowed to do an avoda, or is pshat that the avoda was given over to the kahanim? And since the avoda was given over to the kahanim, Yisraelim may not do the avoda. And explains, according to Tanna Brevi Shmuel, who says that the Makar is from Zor La Yikrach Aleichem, it's not a halacha that a Yisrael is not allowed to do the avoda. It's a halacha that the kahanim must do the avoda. So that doesn't necessarily teach us that if Yisrael does the avoda, he disqualifies the avoda. However, if we learn from the pasuk, "V'nozrim mekach b'nei Yisrael v'hilchalalu," it's not speaking that the kahanim are supposed to do the avoda. The pasuk is teaching us that Yisraelim are not allowed to do the avoda. And if the Yisraelim are not allowed to do the avoda, if that pasuk indeed is indicating that if Yisrael were to do the avoda, he disqualifies the avoda. Ask the Gemara, but we learned that Tzad HaShava from Tamei and Abal Mum disqualified avoda, so that too should be the halacha by Yisrael. But says the Gemara, Ikla Mifrach, that could be refuted, because Malat Tzad HaShava behen, when we speak about Tamei Abal Mum, Shekein L'Hutra B'Bama, that they can't do avoda in Bama. As we've discussed previously, there are two types of Bama. There's a Bama Gedoyla, which is called a Bama Tzibur, that like the Bama that Moshe Rabbeinu built in the Midbar. And then there was that Bama was in Gilgal and not even Gilvain. A Bama Ketana, or a Bama Yochid, that there were different times in the history of Klal Yisrael that everybody was allowed to build their own Mizbeach, whatever they wanted, and bring on it certain types of kabbonis. And we're going to learn later in Amasech, the Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, that as far as Tuma is concerned, you're not allowed to do avoid on the Bama Gedoyla B'Tuma. And similarly, a Balmum is not allowed to do avoid on a Bama. But a Zor, the halacha is, that is allowed to do avoid on a Bama. So the Gemara is suggesting that a Balmum and Tuma are not allowed to do avoid on Bama. And that's what says that represents that their disqualification is a very, very strong disqualification. And therefore, if they do avoda, they disqualify the avoda. Whereas the Zor, the Yisrael, who may do avoda on the Bama, so that proves that the avoda, that their disqualification is not such a strong disqualification. And therefore, perhaps, if they do the avoda, it won't be disqualified. There is a discussion in the Rishonim, were Yisraelim allowed to do the avoda on a Bama after Aaron and his children were to be kahanim? And this Gemara seems to indicate those Rishonim say that they were allowed to continue doing the avoda, even after Aaron and his children were allowed to do the avoda. And I saw that the Sefer Birchas Kohen says what makes the Bama different than the Mizbeach. Because the Mizbeach represents Lifnei Hashem. Somebody who's doing Avodah in the Mizbeach is standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the people like a Tamei and a Baal Mum are not qualified to, much more of a disqualified than a Yisrael in standing in Lifnei Hashem. There is a discussion also in the Achronim. We're going to be discussing extensively what is the halacha with an oinin. We know that somebody who's Rachmanis on an oinin, anybody who's an oinin, is not allowed to eat kachin. And even if he's allowed to do the avoida, he's not allowed to eat kachim. The halacha is that what will be the halacha about the bama? Will the bama, what will be the halacha of an oinen and a bama? Some suggest that an oinen will be disqualified from a bama, and some disagree. Says the Gemara, so because this kavachayim that we learned early was refuted, the Gemara says, don't say that we're going to make a tzad shava between a tamei b'mum, ala ema oinen yichiach. An oinen, as we've been discussing in our shiurim, is somebody who lost one of the close relatives, and so he doesn't do mitzvahs, and he's not, unless a kohen godly, may not do the avaydu eat kachim. But still, and the halacha is that he disqualifies the avaydu. Says the Gemara, you can't bring a rai from an oinen, because the oinen has a special chumrah. Ma'al oinen shekain osur b'maiser. The loch is, as we say, by the vidui maiser, lo yichalti b'oini mimeni, that the oinen may not eat maiser sheni. To which, ba'al mum yichiach, the ba'al mum is permitted to eat maiser sheni. Ba'al mum yichiach. And again, we're going to learn a tzadashav, lo rizek rizah. The Baal Mum and the Oinen have different chumras. The chumra of Baal Mum is that not only is the Kohen that's a Baal Mum a problem, but even the animal that's a Baal Mum is a problem. The chumra of an Oinen is that he can't eat Maaser Sheni, but that's not the chumra of a Baal Mum. But what's the tzadish of it? What's the common denominator? Shemus Haran, that they may not do the avoid, and if they do the avoid, that they disqualify it. So too, we're going to learn from them that the same halacha is that the same halacha will apply to a zar, says the Gemara, but that isn't going to work. Whereas a zar is muta, b'bama. So our Gemara has been teaching us that a zar could do a vaida on a bama, and a bamum may not. When the Torah speaks about the parasha bamum, the pasuk says, Vidaba Moshe el Aaron, Vabonov Vakob Bnei Yisrael. And the question is what the Pasuk is speaking to Aaron. Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to the Kohanim about Baal Mum not being allowed to do the Avodah. And therefore the question is, if Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to Aaron about Kohanim not being allowed to do Avodah with the Baal Mum, how do the Bnei Yisrael come into the Pasuk? That so the Evan Ezra says that what the Pasuk perhaps is teaching us, that even though a Zor, we know Shechita Ksher B'Zor, that a Shechita may be done by a Zor, but the Baal Mum, a Yisrael who's a Baal Mum, may not do the Avodah. But the Evan Ezra himself says that actually is inaccurate, because we're going to learn later in our Masechta that not only is the Yisrael allowed to do the Shechita, but even if he's a Baal Mum, he's allowed to do the Shechita. So the Besha Chachma says that this is the pasuk that's teaching us that a zar could do the avoid on the bama, but a baal mum may not do the avoid on the bama. And the Besha Chachma explains the reason the Torah was stricter with a baal mum than with a Yisrael, as the Gemara often quotes the pasuk, "Hakriveyu no lefachasecha." They wouldn't bring to be a priest somebody who's a Baal Mum. So certainly somebody who's going to the Avodah should not be a Baal Mum. And that's what the Pasuk means. The Pasuk is saying, of Bnei Yisrael, that not only, of course, Kohanim, who are Baal Mum, may not do the Avodah, but of Bnei Yisrael, even times when Bnei Yisrael are allowed to do the Avodah, they're not allowed to do the Avodah, like on a Bama, they're not allowed to do the Avodah on the Bama if they're Baal Mum. Maskler Samba Brady Rava. Uman Lemelon, the Gemara is assuming the Oinen Asuba Bama, that the Oinen may not do void on the Bama. And that's why the Gemara said that they both can't, that's why the Tzad HaShava was refuted. Ask the Gemara, Uman Lemelon, the Oinen Asuba Bama, the Mashabi Bama. Why would you say the Oinen is not allowed to do that void on the Bama? Maybe he's allowed to do that void on the Bama. The Surah Mashashi says, the reason, so because of this question, the Rav Shasha has another source how we know that a zor is not allowed to do the avoida from somebody who's doing the avoida when he's sitting. Ma yoshev. And the halach is that if somebody is sitting, oichel, he's allowed to eat kachim, because of course you're allowed to eat kachim when you're sitting. So Tosfos asks, is that true that you're allowed to eat kachim when you're sitting? We know that the halach is that the kachim could only be eaten in the azara. And the halach is, en yeshiva ba'azara, ela l'malche be'stav b'lvad. So you can't eat kachim when you're sitting. So the simple teretz that Tosfos suggests is that even though kachim can't be eaten, kachim can't be eaten sitting because they're eaten the azara where one may not sit. Kachim kalim, kachim of a carbon shlama, for example, which are eaten on all of Yerushalayim, can be eaten sitting. Another teretz that Tosfos says is that the halacha that you're not allowed to sit in the azara is only in a case where it's not for avoida purposes. But eating kachim is considered an avoida. As we know, our halach is balam oichlim, kohanim oichlim, balam eskaprim. The kohanim eat, and that's how we have a kapara. So since it's considered like an avoida, they're allowed to sit. Another explanation that Tosfos gives is that the pasuk, when it speaks about eating kachim, uses the word lamashcha. And the Gemara often, when it describes the definition of lamashcha, mashcha l'gdula, you have to eat the kachim in a very significant fashion. And telling somebody to eat standing is not l'gdula. Tosfos Rid says that the halacha of ein yeshiva ba'azara b'lvad is only that l'kabach be'estab b'lvad is only in the open areas of the azara. But the kachim, he says, were eaten in chambers that were off the open area of the azara. And since the kachim were eaten in those chambers, in those areas there is no issa to sit. So m'shashama asim kavachayim miyoshiv. So again, how do we know that if a Yisrael does the avoid, it disqualifies it? We learn it from a kavachayim from yoshiv. Ma yoshiv sh'oichel. If a yoshiv is allowed to eat kachim, em avad, if he does the avoid, he disqualifies the avoid, zor sh'oichel. A zor who's not allowed to eat kachim, certainly en adin shem avad chilal. Says the Gemara, but you can't bring a raya from Yoshev. Ma l'Yoshev shekem posel edus. Yoshev has a special chumrah that one may not be sitting when he's saying edus. And many Rishonim pick up on the word posel edus, that even b'di'evid, if a person says edus when he's sitting, he disqualifies the edus. Tosfos disagrees. And Tosfos says that it's only l'chatchila. Says the Gemara, but that's not true. M'yoshev Talmud Chacham. The halach is that when a Talmud Chacham says Eidus, he's allowed to be sitting. Says the Gemara, what it meant to say was Malashem Yoshev. Yoshev has a certain deficiency, or a certain chumrah, maybe not in all cases, shekem posel Eidus. Says the Gemara, that isn't the kasha. Shem Yoshev le'paruch. The fact that it applies in certain situations, but doesn't in others. Vimtim tzlam meparach, even if you'll say the fact that Yoshev has the chumrah, asyim Yoshev b'chad mahanach, we'll learn it with a status shava, by combining the Yoshev and the oinon or the tamei or the balmum, and it will say that Yoshev has a chumrah, that it's posuladis, it won't be a chumrah that applies to oinon or tamei or balmum. So is asked the Gemara of Yoshev the Kosh b'mama nolan, but we also kept on asking, well, if something applies by the Bama, then that's a proof you can't learn Zor from it, because Zor is not a disqualification by this, not a disqualification by a Bama, says the Gemara. From here we learn Amakra Lamed Lefnei Hashem L'Shar Soi, that the pasuk says regarding the Bama, Lefnei Hashem, the Torah is speaking to Kohanim, only by the Beis Hamikdash is there halacha that it has to be strictly Kohanim, V'loy Lefnei Bama, but that doesn't apply by the Bama. The Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer quotes a medrash by the Akedah. By the Akedah it says that M'yishlach Avram es Yodai Says the he was like a kohen gadol who's bringing his carbon. And the question is, why is Avraham Avinu compared at that point to a kohen gadol? So the Sefer Magen Avraham explains that we have a question on Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu that was going to shecht the son, he would become an oinen. If he become an oinen, oinen is not allowed to do davoida. That's why the Medrash says that Avraham Avinu was like a kohen gadol. And since Avraham Avinu was like a kohen gadol, as we're going to learn, is allowed to do the avoida when he's an oinen. But then there's another question. Here, Avraham Avinu, the Har Moriah was only like a bomber. And moreover, Avraham Avinu wasn't an oinen. He was happy to do the avoida of Hashem. So that's why we compare to a kohen gadol. And just like a kohen gadol can do everything when he's an oinen, all the questions aren't relevant. The halacha here we're learning is that somebody does the avoida when he's sitting, he disqualifies the avoida. So Magen Avraham and Simen Mem Ches suggests that when somebody says the parasha of Kabbonis, he should say it standing. Because if we're saying that when you say the parasha of Kabbonis, it's equivalent to you bringing a carbon. So just like when you bring a carbon, you're supposed to stand, so too, when you say the parashas kabbonis by davening, you should stell. The Tfuah Shor disagrees. And the Tfuah Shor says that somebody who says the parashas kabbonis is considered like he kilu hikrov carbon. It's like he brought a carbon, but it's not that he actually brought a carbon. And since it's not like he actually brought the carbon, so that's why he doesn't have to sit. He could say stay when he says the parashas kabbonis. Our Gemara just taught us that somebody who says testimony is supposed to stand. The question that the Rishonim discussed already is there such an obligation if somebody is called to Bezdin to say testimony, should he stand? And most Paiskim are of the opinion that they don't have to stand. Just like Al Gemara says, for a covet of a Talmud Chacham, the halacha is that we allow him to sit. Here too, if it's better, it's a better setting, and it works that the Eidim should stand, sit, they're allowed to sit. And the Bach, however, says that, and they could better concentrate, but the Bach actually says, yes, that Eidim should stand. I also saw that there are Paiskim that suggest that even if we're lenient and saying that Eidim allowed to sit, there are two types of edus. He says there's one type of edus that the person is saying over testimony what he knows, what he saw, etc. And there's another type of edus, which is an edus where the person is the edus are creating a halachic situation. The edus for getting an aid that you have to get, aidus to kedushin, those aidim have very serious halachic significance. They're making this situation, they're creating a halachic situation. And the Paiskim want to suggest that even if we're going to be lenient, that somebody who is saying aidus could say aidus sitting, we will not be lenient regarding the aidim that say that create a halachic situation, getting kedushin, that they have to stand. There's an interesting question: why does duchening, the Nesias Kapayim, why does that have to be done standing? If we're being we're saying that the only time you have to stand is when you're lifnei Hashem, and the Mefarshim say from here we see a whole new significance to what Nesias Kapayim represents. Nesias Kapayim represents standing in front of Hashem, being the messenger of Hashem. And since you're being the messenger of Hashem, that's why you have to, the Nesias Kapayim should be done standing. Oinen, we learned in the Mishnah that one of the disqualified individuals is an oinen. Ask the Manolan, how do we know that the oinen disqualifies the avoda, the ksiv? The pasuk says regarding the kohen gadol, who lost a close relative. The pasuk says, "Min ha-migdash lo yetzav le'chalas migdash elakov." The Torah is speaking to the kohen gadol who's an oinen, that he could continue doing the avodah even though he's an oinen. But, and the Torah is saying v'lo yichalal, that if he does the avodah when he is an oinen, he won't disqualify the avodah. The diyuk is ha'acher, anyone else, any other kohen who does the avodah when Rachman Slan, he is an oinen, chilal, he will disqualify it. The pasuk speaks about the day of the inauguration of the Mishkan. And the pasuk says that that day they had to bring three kabanas. They had to bring the sar of Rosh Chodesh, it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They had to bring the kabanas because it was the first day of the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash. So they also brought the sar achatas of Rosh Chodesh, and they also brought the sar, a special sar, but which was not because of Rosh Chodesh. And the pasuk says, "Vaser achatas tar tar shmaish v'nei sarav." Moshe Rabbeinu wants to see what happened to that carbon and was burned. V'yiktsva alos v'lasama b'nei Aaron and the sarim lemar. And Moshe Rabbeinu gets upset at them, at Aaron's two sons that are still alive. He says, "Madu lachatam sechatam makom kodesh, ki kodesh kodesh me. Why didn't you eat it?" V'daba Aaron l'Moshe, "Hena yom ekrivas chatosim asalosim fnei Hashem." V'tikreni oisu be'ela, v'chalti chatos yom ayita be'ena Hashem, v'yish Moshe v'yita be'donav. We're going to learn later in the Masechta Daf Kuf Aleph, why indeed that carbon was burnt. What was the dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron? Rav Nechemiah holds that they burnt because they were oinonim. Aaron and his children were oinonim because of the patira of Nadav and Avihu, and therefore they couldn't eat it, and that's why they burnt it. Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon holds that they burnt it because the meat got tamei. So says the Gemara. Rav Elazar holds like Rav Nechemiah, and that's how we learn Rav Elazar Mahacham. The pasuk says that we learned based on Aaron's response to Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu asked him why was the sar burnt, and the question was just because Allah and his summer are oinonin, it became possible. Says the Gemara, Aaron says to him, "Hein hayoyim ekrivu, were they the ones that brought the carbon, and they disqualified because they're oinonim and they're crafty, and that's why it didn't become possible." Because of an oinon, because I am a kohen gadol, and I'm allowed to do the avodah when I oinon. The reason was burnt because we're not allowed to eat the meat. Even I, who may bring the carbon, may not eat the carbon that was brought by Ninus. Mechlal, what is derived from this conversation? That if was not Aaron the kohen gadol, but rather it was his other sons, Eloz and his summer, who would have brought the carbon when they were oinonim? The Inu Akriv, if they were the ones that would have brought the carbon, Moshe Rabbeinu would have well understood Shapa Istarif, why it got burnt. Revelezza Maitama. So that's how we know that an oinon who brings the carbon disqualifies the carbon. Says the Gemara, Why did the other Tanoim leave different explanations? Why didn't he learn when we learned from the pasuk in Amigdash Layetze V'Layichalal from that pasuk that we quoted a few minutes ago? Amalach Miksev Ha'achash Layotza. The pasuk doesn't say; it just says that the Kohen Gadol could do the avoid when he's a oinon, and he doesn't disqualify it. It could be that a regular Kohen would have the same halacha. So if that's the case, why did the Torah choose to teach us only by a kohen gadol? Because we would maybe make a mistake that only a kohen hedyot could do the avodah when he's an oinon. Only a kohen gadol could do the avodah. Only a kohen hedyot, because he's not such a high level of kedusha. But maybe a kohen gadol who has such a high level of kedusha may do the avodah. That's why it was said that way. Vidach, my tama. Why don't we learn from this dialogue of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, the dialogue of Ahena Krivu? Because he's of the opinion, as we quoted a few moments ago, that the reason that this carbon was burnt because it was became tamei. And why did it get burnt? Because it was tamei. Because they held that even if they're allowed to eat the carbon when they're in Einan, that's only after the day of the Ptira, only that night. And since there was a delay until eating that carbon, that's why during that time delay, it became tamei. The Gemara says a different, the Beir of Shmuel Tana, the Gemara offers a different source how we know that an Oyna disqualifies the Voida. Ask for Kavachayma Ba'amum. We learn the following Kavachayma. Oma Ba'amum She'oichel. If a Ba'amum is allowed to eat Kachi Kachim, Im Avad, if he does the Avoida Chilal, he disqualifies the Avoida Oynan She'en Oichel, Oynan who's not allowed to eat, certainly ain't a din Shem Avad Chilal. Says the Gemara, but you can't learn from a Ba'amum, because Ba'amum, as we learned early in our Shir, a Ba'amum has a very strong chumra. She can also by craving kamakrivim. Not only is a balmum disqualified, but even an animal that's a balmum is disqualified. To which the Gemara says, Zar Yechiach, that we'll learn from Zar. But the Sefer Chayk Nosson says that this Gemara is going to be very dependent on how we know a Zar disqualifies Davoida. If we learn it, as we discussed early in the Shia from a Pasuk, so then the Gemara is very understandable. We can learn from a Zar that the Torah says disqualifies to the halacha of an Oinen. But if the Zar is only learned through a Kal V'chaymer, so that Torah wants, so something that's learned with a Kal V'chaymer cannot be used to teach us further. Says the Gemara, Mal Zar, Shekain Oin Letakana. The Zar can never be reversed. A Yisrael is a Yisrael. An Oinen will not be an Oinen. Ba'mum Yecheich. A Ba'mum also is possible. Chazadein. Lari Zekri Zev, Lari Hatzar Shavish Behen. Vim Ovet Chilel. That the Allah Shemus Harim. The Naladu the Avoida. Vim Ovdun. If they did the Avoida Chilelu, they disqualify it. Afanil Ava Oinen, Shin Muzar, that he was. That there's an issur for him to do the avoida, and if he does the avoida, the halach is, and that if he does the avoida, the halach is that he disqualifies the avoida. Ask the Gemara Hechem Muzer, exactly where does the Torah say that a oinen nala do the avoida? If we learn from that pasuk, so says the Gemara. The pasuk says in that pasuk chilah begufik sibei. If you're going to rely on that pasuk also says that he disqualifies the avoda. So then, because as we learned, only the kohen gadol is lo yichalo. Anybody else would disqualify the avoda. So if that's the case, we don't need this pasuk to tell us this halacha. Says the Gemara, indeed, Ella, because they learn it from the pasuk that we just had. That we just had in the dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, and says Hena Kriva, and the pasuk says Mnei Aninas Nisrafa, and that pasuk does not teach us that Moshe Rabbeinu they were Einanim, and that's why they couldn't eat, and that's why he got burnt. Ikla Mifrach, but says the Gemara, if you're going to learn from a Tzad Shava, the Aloch of a Einan from a Zor and a Bamum, but that could be refuted by saying Ikla Mifrach Mal Tzad Kavehen Shekein Lotem Mechlola. There's never a time that a Zor or Ba'mum could do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. But the halacha is, Aninus is a halacha that has exceptions to the rule. As we've been learning throughout our shir, the halacha is that if a Einin, that if a Kohen Gadol is an Einin, he is allowed to do the avoidah. Says the Mara, so we're going to have to bring another case into the consideration, Tamei Yechiach, that the Tamei is also a person that's Hutta Mechlaloi, that Tuma, we know that Allah is Hutra B'tzibur, and since we know Tuma Hutra B'tzibur, so we'll learn Einan from Tamei and one of the others. It says the Ramal Tamei, but you can't learn from Tamei, because Tamei has a very special Chumrah, because Tuma spreads, Shekema Tama, it spreads further. to which we'll say Hanach the Zor Abamum will be the counter. The Chazadein, and now we'll learn at Tzara Shavishim is Harim, the Nalalu Ravoid, and if they do Ravoid, they disqualify it. So too will be the Halach with Oinen. But as the Gemara, the Lifrach Mal at Tzara Shavishben, Shekel Hutri Mechlolon, these individuals, there's never an exception. Etzel Koin Kol B'Karbon Yochid. The Halach is that by Karbon, Koin Godel doesn't have a right to do these Avoidus, Toma, when he's Tomei, Oinen, he could do even a Karban Yachid. Says the Gemara, the point being, Shem Tomei Mishteroi. We see that there is an exception to the Loch of Toma, and that's why it becomes a valid limud. Rav Shasha Amma, the way we know that Oinen disqualifies the Karban, Ask Mikav Chaim Yoshev. My Yoshev, somebody who's sitting, Shoichel, that he's allowed to eat Kachim, Avad, if he did the Avoida, Chilal, he disqualifies the Karban. Oinen she'en oichel, oinen that doesn't eat, the halacha is eredin shem ovet chilal. Says the Ramal Yoshev, she came pasul eidus. You can't bring a rai from Yoshev, as we've been learning throughout the shir. Yoshev has a very special chumra that he can't say eidus. Says the Gemara, miyoshev tamad chochem. Says the Gemara, but mal shem Yoshev came pasul eidus. Maybe tamad chochem is an exception, but Yoshev has a chumra that a regular person can't say eidus. What is a Yoshev? Says the fact that there are tamid that could say eidus when they're sitting shows that Yoshev is not a special chumra. Vim Tim Tzolayim continues the Gemara Paruch. Ask him Yoshev, so you can't learn from Yoshev alone. We'll combine with Yoshev with a Bamum or a Zor or a Tamei, and then we'll have a Tzad Shava. How we'll learn that a Oinen may not do the Avoida. From here, we learn another halacha that a Yoshev is not allowed to do the Avoida. So earlier we spoke about a Yoshev saying Kabbonis. The halacha will be that saying Shemon Esrei, which is like our bringing a carbon, should also be considered not the proper way to daven. And of course the halacha is that a person should do everything he can to daven standing, because it's like bringing a carbon. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Sefer Alicha Shlomai, so it's quoted in other places, that if somebody is on an airplane and he's traveling and he could daven standing, but he won't be so comfortable to stand, or he could daven sitting, what should he do? They both suggest that they should preferably daven stand, they should preferably sit if they'll be able to daven better sitting than standing without being able to have proper kavanah. We learned in the Mishnah, Oinen is possible. Amar of Eloishan al b'karbon yachid. This halacha that Oinen disqualifies the carbon is only by carbon yachid, of carbon seber, like the carbon tamid, maratza, then the coin will be, the carbon will be acceptable. How do we get to that conclusion? Because kavachayim mitoma. Ma tomish lehut mechlola etz a coin gadol b'karbon yachid. That if a coin gadol, even though there's a concept of tomah hutri b'tziber, it doesn't apply by carbon yachid. Hutra etzel hedjit b'carbon tzibur. Even kain gadol cannot bring a carbon betoma, a carbon yachid. But a carbon tzibur, even a hedjit could bring betoma. Anina shutra mekoha etzel kain gadol b'carbon yachid. But a kain gadol who's an oinen could bring any type of carbon, both a carbon yachid and a carbon tzibur. And then shutra etzel kain hedjit b'carbon tzibur. Certainly a kain hedjit could bring that carbon with a carbon tzibur. So, Maskela Rava Baraloi. Rava Baraloi asks a question on what Rava just said. But he says that Rava's Kavachayim was based on a number of assumptions. That Tumas Karbon Yochid, the Kohen Gadol can't even bring a Tumas Karbon Yochid when he's Tamei. The Karbon Tzibur can be brought even by Kohen Hedjit. And then Aninus is Mutter for Kohen Gadol, even for carbon yachid. And actually, none of these halachas are explicit in the Torah. The halacha is only assumed. The halacha is that tumma can't be brought, that a carbon yachid can't be brought with tumma. And the assumption is that doesn't make a difference for kain gadol or for kain hedjit. The halacha of aninus, that we're lenient with a kain gadol, again, the assumption is that there is no difference when we're lenient with Kohen Gadol, whether it's a carbon yachid or a carbon tzibur. The assumption that by carbon tzibur it's mutter for everybody is also not explicit. So says the Gemara, Le'tuta aninus etzu Kohen Gadol b'carbon yachid. Why are we saying that aninus is automatically acceptable by Kohen Gadol, even by carbon yachid? We should say maybe not like that, and we can make the following kal v'chomer. If tuma, which is hutra b'tzibur even for kohen hedjet, the loch is lo hutra etzel kohen gadol b'karben yachid, aninus shorot lo etzel kohen hedjet, aninus which kohen hedjet can never do to avoid when he's an einan, even a carbon tzibur, and a din shlo tuta etzel kohen gadol b'karben yachid. One point. Next point, b'tuta tuma etzel kohen gadol b'karben yachid, maybe a kohen gadol could be able to bring a carbon when he's tamei, and make the following kal v'chomer. Aninus kohen hedjet can never do avoida. Still, hotla is a kohen gadol b'karben yachid. A kohen gadol can do avoida on any type of carbon when he's an einan. Tuma shotra is a kohen hedjet b'karben tzibur, and it didn't shotra is a kohen gadol b'karben yachid. Furthermore, if I taught the tuma is a kohen hedjet b'karben tzibur, we should not allow a kohen hedjet to do avoida when they're tamei, because you should make the following kal v'chomer. If aninus shotra etz kohen gadol b'karben yachid lo yotra etz kohen hedjet b'karben tzibur tumah lo yotra etz kohen gadol b'karben yachid, so we see how serious tumah is. Certainly ain't a tot din shlo yotra b'kohen hedjet b'karben tzibur, and therefore what he's saying to Ravi is all the assumptions you made are not necessarily correct. Says the Gemara, V'loy tuta, v'loy tutar. So says the Gemara, Aninus v'tuma v'tuma yachid v'yachid tzibur simen. The Gemara's question is, maybe in din that these assumptions we made are incorrect. Elikl mekar hachav, elikl mefer hachay. We could learn different kavachomers and come up with different results. And because of that, kachad v'cheid tuchte v'duchtei. We'll leave the assumption the way we started. And aninus is mutter by kohen gadol always. Aninus is always usur by kohen hedjet. And tumah is only mutter by carbon tzibur and not by carbon hedjet. And therefore, we leave our assumptions, but we don't learn kal v'chomer because we're not exactly sure how far to take those assumptions.